Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We turn your ideas into awesome adventures every single day, which, parents, this is awesome for reducing screen time and increasing imagination. Those are the things that we're for. And so that interests you, you should totally smash the follow button because then you won't miss out on any of our awesome stories every single day. Well, are you ready for today's story? I definitely am. Let's go. It was a rainy weekend day as Leo was down in his basement working on some inventions. Leo had been on the spy team for a very long time and had learned some really cool things along the way. And he had even invented some of our spy gear. That's what he was working on today. A new creation to solve a very interesting problem. All right, how in the world am I gonna get the whipped cream to launch out of here? And I just need a little more tighter here, said Leo. He had been working on this invention all day long. He wanted to make a whipped cream launcher that would make the floor really slippery just in case they needed it. You see, the spy gear, they need to be ready for everything. And so the gear, you know, might seem random, but it can come in handy. Who knew that glue shooters would be so important in getting some purple ninjas stuck right when we need to get them stuck? Have you ever invented something before? Yeah, inventing really just means creating something. And so maybe you have an idea of like a new toy or an idea of a new piece of spy gear. And now you just need some supplies to make it happen. Or at least make something that we can test it out to see if it's a good idea. Leo had reached a point where it was time to test it. That's an important step of inventing something. You gotta try it out, see if it works. And if it doesn't, that's okay, because you never give up. That's an important part of getting your invention right, is making some mistakes along the way and then fixing them to make it a little better. All right, I gotta see if this can really launch out all that whipped cream and make the floor super slippery and... The spy beeper, said Leo as he turned around to run over to his spy pack. He grabbed his walkie-talkie out of the spy pack and pressed the button.
Leo, we need your help. The alarm at the toy store in your city just went off. We believe the purple ninjas are stealing toys inside. We need you to figure out a way to stop the purple ninjas before they get away with all of the toys in that store. We'll send you the location. Over and out.
Shh. The toy store? Shouted Leo. That's terrible. How could they do such a thing? Oh, man. Well, I guess I gotta try and test out my whipped cream shooter on the purple ninjas. Leo was not prepared for that. But unfortunately, the most important of our spy missions do not give us much of a heads up. It's not like we can put on our calendar, oh yes, the purple ninjas are going to steal the toys next Tuesday. I'll schedule that in my... No, that is not how being a spy works. You gotta be ready to get into action as soon as possible. Leo grabbed all of his gear and raced out the door. He blasted off with his jetpack on his way to the toy store.
While zooming through the clouds down below, he could see a giant purple truck parked out behind the toy store. Thankfully, it was still empty, which means the purple ninjas hadn't started loading up all the stolen toys yet, so Leo still had time to save the day. As he carefully landed behind the toy store, he could hear from inside the purple ninjas were up to no good.
Alright, guys, those look like some really cool toys over there. Just gotta grab some more.
I'm trying to fill my hands with as many as I can. I can barely see anything. But this is gonna be the best day ever with Dr. Stinky Breath.
Yeah, let's make sure we can get all these toys into that truck soon before anyone finds out about this. Because we just gotta drive up over to that hill and then the doctor will be waiting for us in the blimp. Come on, let's grab some more toys!
The purple ninjas had filled their arms with tons of toys, a giant pile in their arms, so high that they could barely even see. All right, I hope my whipped cream invention works, said Leo to himself. He was setting up his invention over to the side. It was kind of a combination between like a super soaker and a whipped cream launcher. It was really cool. It had some flashing lights on the side, and he had also made a secret, like, new recipe of whipped cream that would be extra, extra slippery. His plan was to launch all this stuff and spray it on the ground. The purple ninjas would fall and slip. I hope that works.
Shh, HQ, this is Leo here. I'm sitting out behind the toy store. It looks like the purple ninjas are going to come out soon. I'm about to deploy the whipped cream, and it's going to get pretty messy here, so I might need some backup on cleanup.
Shh, roger that. We'll send you backup right now.
Shh. Hey, what was that sound?
It was then that the purple ninjas had just stepped out from the toy store with their hands completely full of toys.
Oh man, is that the spy team?
Freeze, purple ninjas! Leo launched and sprayed all that whipped cream all over the purple ninjas and the floor.
Whoa.
It was so slippery that the purple ninjas couldn't even take one step without falling flat on their back. All the toys went everywhere.
Quick, get in the truck. We gotta get out of here.
But it tastes so good.
Come on, they're gonna get us. Come on, get out. Go, go, go.
All the purple ninjas jumped into the truck and zoomed away. Leo was a little disappointed that the purple ninjas got away without being captured, but thankfully, they didn't steal a single toy. By the time HQ arrived to help clean up, they were very proud of Leo's work.
Leo, great job protecting all of these toys from those purple ninjas. We could not have done it without you and your new invention. We will be adding the whipped cream blaster into our spy gear collection.
Are you serious? That's so awesome! Shouted Leo.
Absolutely. Great work.
Wow! That is so awesome that Leo's invention is getting inducted into our spy gear collection. Yes, I guess we do need some slippery stuff to spray at purple ninjas trying to get away. Great job, Leo. Not only did you save the day and save all those toys that were going to be stolen, but you've also made the spy team even better with some more amazing spy gear. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Lydia Bailey, Dylan and Josie from Boise, Idaho, Atlas and Rye from Massachusetts, Aiden from Durham, North Carolina, River from Washington, Cameron from San Jose, California, Manvi from India, Isaac from British Columbia, and Alua Toby from New Zealand. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. And on the spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. I'll see you next time. Bye.